We now turn our attentions to Reigate and Banstead, and I welcome the leader of Reigate and Banstead Borough Council, Councillor Mark Brunt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil, and I hope you're keeping well and safe in these conditions.
I am indeed, and that's the thing at the moment, isn't it? It's the first sentence everybody utters to each other. Are you safe and well? Are you keeping well?
Yeah, it is, and it's amazing all those conversations you have that you don't really think about now. That it is the first thing you say to everybody, just to say safe and well, and keep going forward.
Now, lots of things have been happening in the Reigate and Banstead area. Lots of updates, I'm sure you have to impart to us. But let's start with the Harlequin.
Yeah, so as I think I've said last week, we have been in the process of transforming the theatre in Redhill that people know well into our new community support centre. And that now gives us the capability to deliver up to 150 hot meals a day, which we are looking to start to do. We are also geared up to starting to do welfare calls. So we've already started to call through the 1,200 people who are already members of our community centres and making sure that they're okay. And also to actually go out and send out welfare packs. So we've been really lucky to receive a lot of support from businesses and supermarkets in terms of food and other supplies. So we've been getting those boxes, those urgent welfare boxes, out to residents in the borough to make sure people are safe and well. So the Harlequin, as you know it, has changed, but it is now at the centre of the relief work that we're providing across the borough.
It is very important, and I have a quick update, if I may read it to you, from VARB, which is the Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead. They've sent me a quick update via message, which says over 500 people have volunteered locally. They've started matching them with public sector and local charities, and they're expecting the demand to grow steadily in the coming week as services become more established. Lots of local groups setting up, which is fantastic, and please could you ask them to register their details and support service via VARB website, which is varb.org.uk. This means that Reigate and Banstead Borough Council can map all the support and refer people, and also means VARB can provide them with the latest guidance, news and access to funding if needed. Very important that, isn't it, Mark?
It is, and I would like to say a big thank you to all the residents of the borough who have come forward already and volunteered, both directly with VARBs and ourselves, and also for the NHS. You know, it's been a tremendous effort from everybody, and we're going to need all of that. And I'd like to reassure everybody who has volunteered, who may not yet have been matched with a particular organisation, to say that we are working through those, and people are already making a massive difference to the lives of people in the borough. So please keep volunteering, and please be patient with us as we get through all of those volunteers and match everybody up.
There is a lot to go through. They say the turnout has been absolutely fantastic, and obviously has the take up been good as well with the deliveries?
It's starting to build up. Obviously the government are also doing direct deliveries next week from food distributors, but we know that there are far more people in the borough who will also need support. And again, what I'd urge them to do is that if people are suffering or people do need that extra support, if we haven't contacted you, please contact us. We are there to help you, and we are gearing up our services to make sure that nobody goes unsupported in the community. But I also know that hundreds of people in the community are actually knocking on doors and talking to people and making sure they're well, and we need to keep that work up.
I think we'll give them a round of applause very shortly. They're doing
Definitely.
A wonderful service as well. Now, one of the more important things you wanted to turn to was the council tax.
Yeah, so I know several people have raised this with me. They're concerned about that they've had a change to their financial situation due to this virus. And really just to reassure them that please go onto our website. We do have funding from the government to support people with their council tax. But also if people are really struggling or concerned and they're paying by direct debit at the moment, they can contact us and we will look at changing how they pay, whether they start now or start in June. So again, please look at our website. Please don't worry about your council tax. Please come and talk to us, and we will do everything we can to support you through this period.
That's fantastic. Just tell everybody where they can find that information on the website.
If they go to the council's website on reigate-banstead.gov.uk, the first thing you'll see on every page is a banner which points you to our COVID-19 pages, and from there's a link there directly to council tax, and you can get all the information you need there.
And we'll tweet a link out to that site very, very shortly here from Susie Radio ourselves. And it's nice to be able to support, as volunteers ourselves here at Susie Radio, to support the local authorities who are doing a sterling job and just trying to help keep people informed.
Yeah, and my final plea really is for people to follow the government's advice in terms of staying home and staying safe and protecting the NHS. And I know we've seen some examples of where people have not necessarily followed their advice, particularly in our open spaces. We've had some people still using our playgrounds even though we've closed them. And I would urge them to not to do that and to try and follow the rules. We don't want to stop people using our parks because people do need exercise. But if people don't follow the advice, then at some point the government is likely to tell us or instruct us to close those parks, which is something we don't want to do.
Before you go, Mark, there was one lighter note I wanted to re-echo here on Susie Radio this afternoon, and that was a huge thank you to all the refuse collectors that are going around at the moment.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and I'd like to thank those residents who have been placing stickers and cards and hand drawings on the refuse bin. It makes a massive difference to our refuse staff who are going out, and every week they touch about 170,000 bins and boxes, and they have to go out there and collect that rubbish. So the notes that we've seen put on the posters have been really appreciated. So thank you very much to everyone who's done that. And please continue to show your appreciation for not just the NHS, but all the other key workers like our bin men for keeping up and maintaining that service.
That's wonderful. Mark Brunt, Councillor Mark Brunt, leader of Reigate and Banstead Borough Council, thank you very much for joining us and updating us once again here on Susie Radio 103.4.
Thanks, Neil.
Stay safe.